Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, I've never seen more talk for a seventh round pick in Ladarius Henderson. I see that name come rolling through. People try to bring it whenever time we have offensive line conversations about Ladarius Henderson. Somebody, my man Lloyd, said if Ladarius Henderson is healthy this year, you won't have to worry about it.
That's rich.
I mean, he got to fight through a lot there, champ. Health and that they've invested high capital on other people before they get to him. We'll see if maybe he's the best in the bunch. He'll jump in there and get that thing going, but. We'll see there. I see a lot of people rolling in. My man here cracks me up. This dude sends this in all the time. Ron, get a grip. Titus is going to play center. Yeah, maybe it's his third spot there. Well, if I see Titus snap, stop it. Are you ever contemplating this? Clint, stop. He ain't playing no damn center. You got him in the gun? You think he's got that?
Oh, he's a former quarterback.
I knew you were going to say that as soon as I said that. Stop it while you mull that over. First off, we want to shout out here the Annex here, Craft House in Village Park. It has been a great, great stop here on our crawfish circuit. They've given us a great welcome. We've had a good time with so many people who have come out. Shout out to the Bud Light girls walking around. They have helped us out. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors as well as being a part of this. Shout out to the staff here, Ashley, who took care of us, did a great job. Clap it up for Ashley. She did a great job as well. Shout out to our promo staff, Shay, doing his thing.
He's all right.
Helping us out, doing his thing, man. Out here also our engineer, Matt, who has kept us
Money, Matt.
On the air and on YouTube and Twitch. As well, so shout out to him.
You need a DJ for any corporate outings? You met Matt right here. You contact his agent.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Me is in the building, but also Tyler Milner, who is back at the station, holding it together and keeping us on the air as well. So we appreciate. There you go. See Joe King waving King at us, there. Seeing us on there. Yeah, it's been a good time out here as always. Look for us. Each and every Friday, we will be at different stops. They believe we'll be in Sugar Land next week. So look forward and see where we are next week as we are going to hit our sixth stop in our crawfish circuit right here. And remember, again, if you have not done so, I just helped somebody out to do it. If you have not registered for our grand prize, you can do that still with these QR codes, and you'll have a chance to win our grand prize, which is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light, Budweiser free for a year. So that is the grand prize. We'll have that each and every week and where we're out. And by the way, hey, folks, Tyler Milner now, y'all better stay tuned for this. He's out here just handing out free money. I'm telling you, if I didn't have that man to come out on Wednesday to come look at them floors, I would be right there with you, Tyler. I'd throw something in on you.
You're gonna get hard.
The hell?
There you go.
What did that? How did that fit?
I mean, he's winning, man. He's winning.
It's making me feel some blood flow. The hell of a week I'm having.
All right, I just wanted to get how you got there. I wasn't sure how you arrived there. But T Mills Best Bets coming up in just a bit.
Approaching
Mark
4
Vandermeer.
Hours.
There you go, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, somebody else who gets fired up. Frank Ross, he will be on the show there coming up after us. Special teams coordinator for the Texans, Frank Ross, will be there. And Area 45, live and local, the best late night show in all of Houston. They've got Sports Talk on lock, 7 to 11, as you can hear Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and our guy, Chris Santiago. They will hold it down, as always. All right, Clint, as we look at this thing right now, what for you do you believe is going to be the biggest key tonight? What one thing do you think the Rockets need to do? You're going to be looking at and say, if this is something I'm going to be looking at to see if they can come out and force a game seven.
Fred VanVleet's a low-hanging fruit there. I'm going to go with M.A. Doka. Like, M.A. Doka, he has to be a factor in down the stretch. I mean, if you look at kind of how they've handled late-game situations, it's not been impressive, man. And a lot of times you can't tell what they're even trying to get accomplished. But, you know, for whatever reason, to illustrate my point, the giving it to Şengün at the top of the key and just letting him face up, you know, that far from the basket with everybody else just clearing out. I mean, that is – hell, I can draw that up. Yeah. I think on the offensive end of the floor, M.A. Doka in critical moments is going to have to be a weapon. Like, there's going to have to be some level of basketball scheme.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thrown in here instead of just, hey, this right here has been working for, you know, a good chunk of the game. This is where I've got most of my production. Let me go back to it again. There's got to be more to it than that in critical moments, because we're talking 2 and 3 minute stretches of the end of a game or the end of a half, and it's 3, 4, 5 possessions where you're going down there and it looks like guys are just free for all. So I'm going to go with M.A. Doka has to be some level of a weapon in those critical moments.
Yeah, Clint, to me, they have got to come out with the same everything they had. They've got to come out with the same intensity, the same that they did from the get-go. Not just because they're at home, not because, you know, they know like their backs are against the wall. They have got to come out and show what they showed from the beginning. Obviously, Clint, as we have spoken about, you can't depend on shooting like that. Nobody is saying don't do it. Nobody's saying stop it. But you can't depend on shooting like that each and every game. But they can bring that intensity and that effort. Amen Thompson led it. Dylan Brooks was with it. Those two in particular were guarding the two major stars for the Warriors. Dylan Brooks was a lot on Jimmy Butler, and then Amen Thompson was on Steph. Because I guarantee you, Clint, and you know this, with a team like that that knows we got to get this thing done right here, the Warriors are going to come out with a different level of intensity than they came out in Game 5. They're going to come out up and intense, very similar to the way I'm sure the Rockets did, and you got to keep playing the way that you're doing. Someone just texted in, Jalen Green is turning into Harden when it comes to a no-show in the playoffs and in big games. I'll be honest with you, I think it's a little disrespectful to James Harden right now when you look at what and how different. They're not even the same ballpark. James had some moments. James isn't one 10-point performance from going for the low flush. Like, I mean, my man has got, what, 7, 8, 9, 11 in a game? Like, yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. James may have pissed you off. James may have scored 23 on 38 shots, but I mean, it wasn't like this. It wasn't like this. But again, like you bring up Jalen Green, Clint, that's not even like it, it. That is somebody we're not even singling out anymore. And we started the series all the way up until I guess probably this game, and started with the thought of we're not even talking about him. He's not even been a real topic of conversation because he, to me, is in the range right now. The way he has played, he's in the range of a Tari Eason. He's in the range of, you know, of a Dylan Brooks. Like right now, to where you expect, hey man, just be a role player and just don't, you know, blow it.
Yeah, look, I mean, those guys have knocked down shots. Those guys have been really good on defense. Jalen Green, best case scenario is you get role player numbers. I mean, if I can get 12 to 15 out of Jalen Green tonight.
That's got to pain you to say
that. Well, no, I mean, that's just the reality of it. I don't blame Ime Udoka one bit. I don't blame Fred VanVleet one bit for going away from, the feeding Jalen Green. That's just the kind of player Jalen Green is. Jalen Green is a player that needs to be the number one option. He needs to be the guy that's a predominant ball handler, and he needs to be hot. And the reality of it is four games out of five, he's, let's say three out of four, because last game they kind of went away from it. Three out of four, he hasn't been hot. Yeah. And so at some point in time, you got to quit banking on it. When it happens 25% of the time, you can't win a series with that. So I just don't know that Shador, I'm looking at a Shador Sanders report. I don't know that Ime Udoka can even have the energy, right, and the time to see if it's there.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. The hottest man, the hottest betting man in the world right now. Maybe that's a little far, but in our world, Tyler Milner. Let's get to it. T-Mill's best bets. What you got for tonight?
Yeah, like Ron said, it's been probably the hottest week we've ever had to date on best bets. Going to look to finish strong. I got five more. And there's only one show in town tonight as far as these NBA playoffs. It is the Rockets trying to stay alive. So here are your five bets in that game tonight. Rockets, the hometown team, plus 5.5. Take them points. Lock it in. Houston and Golden State over tonight. Like we said yesterday, and it came true once again, these overs are money right now.
Yeah, Steph, I'm with that over.
Okay, Steph Curry, I got three player props to finish this thing out. Steph Curry under 4.5 made threes. Y'all made me feel even better about that bet with the thumb thing y'all were talking about. Alpi Şengün over 10.5 rebounds tonight. I think he might be looking at like 14, 15, even higher. Dude's going to be crashing the boards, not scoring as much, I think. Fred VanVleet over 15.5 points for him. Those are your five best bets. Let's go, Rockets.
I like the over with that 203.5. I like the over.
Mm-hmm.
I like Fred. I do. I think Fred is going to shoot. Fred
nice
has been
guy.
Hot, and he's been playing well. I'm not fooling with Steph Curry 4.5 threes in a game they need. No, I'm not.
I'm on the under.
I know what you're on.
Oh,
I'm not flirting with that. Yeah, I'm not messing with Steph on that one. And man, they're pushing it with the Şengün. That's a high number of rebounds. I know that they've been dominant, but man, to get to 11, that's a high.
Yeah, that's the one I want, T. I'm gonna take that Şengün over 10.5 rebounds with you.
Want it?
I'll lock it in, brother.
Ain't got 4.5 assists on him again. That seems like that's been easy money too, right?
You want the Şengün rebounds, right, Clint?
Yes, sir.
Locked in.
And I'm out. Oh, don't give me anything. I'm out. I just want to make sure, man. I got the floors coming.
Thought this was going to be the time.
No, you didn't. All right. We've had a lot of fun here. Shout out to everybody here at the Annex Craft House. It's been a great time out here. And we've enjoyed our time here. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby. That's just unfair.
I mean,
and that's not right. I don't know why. I just keep going to the white player
the
that comes
used to
mind.
I mean.
But it's just Reachip. I don't know.
That's John Cena right there, dude.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, you are coming out the doctor of thugalomics, John Cena, when he used to.
Can't see me.
Hello.
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes on six men in a Steel Cage Shoots and Ladders match.
Thank you and goodbye.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.